I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Andrew Danforth's Homegrown in Motion. Thank you. That was In Motion from Andrew Danforth's Homegrown. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, where one of two teams play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. On November 25th, the non-conference Red Leafs play the Long Island University Sharks, an NCAA Division I team, at Northwell Ice Center in East Meadow, New York, where my favorite team, New York Islanders, practice. SFU opened the scoring at 12:41 of second as Tristan Cross eluded Rico Mateo and carried the 1-0 lead into the second intermission. However, LIU tied the game at 1:5:38 into the third as Austin Brimmer beat Colby Matthews and grabbed the 2-1 lead 32 seconds later on a Riley Wallach tally. The Sharks iced the game with 54.9 seconds left in regulation as Jack Quinn scored on an empty net and tripled up the Red Leafs 3-1 at Northwell Ice Center in East Meadow, New York, where SFU were outshot 33-17. Later on in the BCIHL, the Vancouver Island University Mariners plundered the visiting Logan Lake Miners 14-4, where VIU outshot Logan Lake 62-13 at Nanaimo Ice Center. The next day saw the SFU Red Leafs visiting the Arcadia University Knights at Hatfield Ice Arena in Colmar, Pennsylvania. Tristan Cross tied the game at 1 with 8:38 left, followed by Jake Karamichev tally with 50 seconds left in the first to tie the game at 2 as the Red Leafs outshot the Knights 22-10 in the first. After going down 3-2, Jason Chu tied the game at 3 for SFU with 1:03 left in the second and went into the second intermission at 3 with the Red Leafs outshooting the Knights 29-18 after 40 minutes. SFU tied the game for the fourth time 9:54 into the third on a Cale Dolan snipe. However, the Red Leafs were ultimately shaded 5-4 despite outshooting the Knights 46-27. Only the video for the game was available. There is one game tonight in the BCIHL as VIU visits UVic at Ian Stewart Complex, where the puck drop is at 7 p.m.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary, emerging, and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
Here are the current British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League standings. 2 points are awarded for a win with an OTL or shootout loss worth 1 point. University of Victoria are first at 7-2, 14 points. Okanagan Lakers second, 6-4-1, 13 points. Vancouver Island University third, 6-3, 12 points. Simon Fraser fourth, 4-3-1, 9 points. And Logan Lake Miners are last at 1-10.
Western Front will be hosting the Touk Craft Fair from December 1st to 3rd. It will showcase a curated selection of BC-based artists, craftspeople, and designers who make textiles, ceramics, jewelry, accessories, stationery, and home and body products. The event is all about coming together, meeting artists, and connecting with what is being made in our community. If you are interested in participating as a vendor, make sure to submit the application form by August 31st. To access the application form and for more details of this event, visit toukcraftfair.com.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Julia Cunningham's Dive Deep with the title track.
Take a step back from what you've known. I've been years in the making, built up and breaking, torn up in song.
Like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very divisive issue within Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing municipality in British Columbia in the last 5 years. The then Mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. On October 13th, Surrey City filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. On October 16th, the BC government responded as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act 2023. Key changes are: A. Municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. B. The director may superintend the implementation of a municipality required to provide policing. C. Allows the minister to terminate the agreement, i.e. with the Surrey RCMP, which was renewed on April 1, 2012, with a written notice to the City of Surrey. D. The Lieutenant Governor in Council, Janet Austin, can appoint at least one person as an administrator for the Surrey Police Board, or in case of one administrator, it will be the chair of the Surrey Police Board. And E. Other memberships of the SPB will be suspended. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 14th, the Surrey Police Service announced it deployed 11 additional officers on its Twitter page, increasing the total number of officers deployed to 257. This figure is also available on the Surrey Police Service website. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired earlier this fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. On November 17th, the Surrey Police Service provided the latest breakdown on the total number of its employees, 58 civilians and 336 police officers, on their Twitter page. Once again, these figures are available on the Surrey Police Service website. The Surrey City fired back on Monday, on November 20th, as it filed a second petition to the BC Supreme Court, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. Locke, during a press conference on Monday in the Surrey City Hall, that was the morning of November 20th, labeled the Surrey Police Service the NDP Police Service, which could lead to a 20% tax hike. In response, Mike Farnworth, in a press conference in the BC legislature in Victoria on the afternoon of November 20th, said the Surrey Police Service will police Surrey. He also denounced Locke's description of the SPS. It's the NDP Police Service, as incredibly disrespectful. Later on that night, during this latest Surrey City Council meeting, this might have been the second last Surrey City Council meeting, the Surrey City Council received a report outlining the city's major accomplishments this year, one of which was new funding for 25 RCMP, 20 fire services, and 10 bylaw personnel. In contrast, the Surrey Police Service exceeded 200 officers deployed back in January, with the total deployment reaching 257 as of November 2023 in a span of 10 months, according to the Road to SPS on the Surrey Police Service website. One day later, on November 22nd, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, told Jas Joho, a show host at CKNW who was a former BC Liberal MLA, that there will be no more money besides the $150 million offered to Surrey for the SPS. The same day as the Surrey Police Service Union submitted court documents alleging bullying and harassment by Surrey RCMP members. In an attempt to become a party to the Surrey's petition to the BC Supreme Court, which wants to stop the transition from the Surrey RCMP to the Surrey Police Service. On November 23rd, the National Police Federation, which represents the RCMP police officers, urged Farnworth to apologize for criticizing RCMP response times in Surrey and other parts of BC. On November 27th, Mike Farnworth, the BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, and Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, resumed trading jabs at each other, as Farnworth claimed, while Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board Administrator, has been working with the Surrey Police Service and Surrey RCMP in both federal and provincial levels, but called out Locke for Surrey not participating as they have either canceled or not participate in scheduled meetings. Locke fired back, claiming she has been waiting for Farnworth for a call, which hasn't come. CTV Vancouver reported on the SPU's latest court submissions on November 29th, when the SPU lawyer Sebastian Anderson claimed 36 officers left the SPS due to the toxic work environment as the Surrey Police Service celebrated its two-year anniversary of deploying its officers into Surrey police operations. The next day, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provincial budget for the Surrey Police Service for 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. Sir claimed the SPS 2024 draft budget aims to hire 180 more officers by the end of next year, which will increase the portion of the SPS to more than half of all Surrey officers. Today, an advertisement calling the SPS on NDP Surrey tax played on Red FM, an ethnic radio station. I believe it is a South Asian radio station. As BC's transportation minister announced, eight stations on the Surrey-Langley SkyTrain line, with six stations going to Surrey. The minister's name is just a minute, please. Rob Fleming, thank you for listening to episode 47 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.